Fearless Voyager Radio. Self-development radio for the open mind. Interviews with leading-edge authors and speakers, psychic phenomena and the unexplained, UFOs, extraterrestrial encounters, government cover-ups, alternative health care, new technologies. And now, Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio.
My very special guest today, Stephen Otero. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
All right, good morning, Stephen. You're calling us from New York.
Yes, this is. I'm calling from Nyack, New York, which is in the Hudson Valley.
All right. For those listeners who may not be familiar with you, why don't you just talk a little bit about what it is that you do so they can understand?
Good. Well, I'm what is known as a conscious channeler. Of the light. I channel higher consciousness, higher beings. I do not work with entities as opposed to a trance channel. These are what is known as the ascended masters. Also, they are also archangels. And they are here to assist us at this time of transition. And they're very loving and non-judgmental. And they just want to assist us in the realization that all of us are masters, all of us are children of the light, children of God, and it's time for us to remember and get on with it.
That pretty much clears it up, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. You have talked, of course, on the phone with us many times, probably one of the most, I feel like probably one of the most constant guests that I have.
Well, it's a great show, and I'm always happy to be on it.
I appreciate that. Today, what energy will you be bringing through?
Well, this will be the energy known as Lord Sanaka Kumara, who is a brother to Sananda, Sananda being the consciousness who incarnated as Jesus. This is, however, Sanaka, who incarnated at that time as John the Baptist. And he's has some interesting things to messages to bring forth to people to help assist them in the coming times, in this time of transition from a third dimensional reality to a fourth dimensional reality.
Maybe you could explain that concept to our listeners. What do you mean when you say that? Because that comes up a lot in your shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a change. It's a change of consciousness. It's I can put it this way. I call it a sense of divine discontentment, because if we look at the world today, we're seeing everything is speeded up. Everything is in a state of acceleration. Things that normally would take years are happening in short leaps of time. So we're seeing that there is a change of consciousness. More people are becoming more aware. At the same time, there is, you know, more terrible things happening. And I use the analogy that the masters gave to me, that what we're seeing is a match that is about to burn out. And when a match burns out, it flares up its most brilliant. So all the nonsense that's going on is sort of just like the last flare-up of a match before we go into this higher consciousness and make this transition. And that would mean just getting into a greater sense of community and letting go of things like ego and karma and all the things that are no longer going to be a part of this world.
Now, Stephen, when you talk about the idea of this third and fourth dimensional change and fifth dimensional, what exactly are people to look forward to as this vibration changes and moves forward?
Well, first of all, things are going to feel a lot more lighter. You're going to feel not as so heavy as you do now physically. You will feel lighter because the body will actually become, is actually going into a process where it will actually become light itself. It will be a light body or an energy body. For most people, that's going to take at least another 2,000 years. But basically, it's just a sense of lightening up. It's a realization that what the ancients have taught us, that this is a world of illusion, a world of Maya, that what we think is really truth isn't truth, that it is just a pretense, and certain things will be happening, certain events will happen in the upcoming months and years that will show to us what the illusion is, and I believe that is what that Sanaka would like to speak to the viewers about today.
Okay. One last thing before we bring in the energy, and that is that what would help a lot for people, I think, is maybe just an understanding about Lord Sanaka and some of his messages.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be, is that clear enough? Do I need to be more specific?
Just a little bit. You mean in terms of what he's saying?
Well, he has different, let's call them agendas, or different ways that he approaches understanding of life and life eternal, etc. And I think it might be good for listeners to have maybe a basis before Lord Sanaka comes on and speaks to them.
Sure. It's to really, he talks about a lot about illusion and the breaking of it. And it's not something to be concerned about. It's not something, it doesn't mean like when he talks about shattering the illusion, it doesn't mean that the world is going to end. Far from it. The masters do not talk about that. What they're just talking about is just awakening from this dream that we're in, the heaviness that surrounds us, and it's just basically lightening up in a way.
All right. Now listen, while you prepare to come on, you're going to bring in Sanaka Kumara. Why don't you maybe just tell our listeners a little bit about how you do this? I realize it's not something they can learn immediately, but you might want to give them a rough idea.
Sure. Well, it's something that I actually work with people. I can work with them either in person or over the phone. We show them a process by which they can reach their own higher consciousness and also to reach the masters. It's a simple technique of breathing, of taking breaths, of releasing, of closing the aura and your own consciousness to all but your higher consciousness and also the masters. We close the aura that way so that we will not be open to, let's say, astral influences or to, let's say, beings that are not of higher consciousness, which is what happens with trance channeling. They allow themselves to be taken over by an entity. An entity, as opposed to an energy, an entity still has karma and still has ego, and will just send down opinions and perceptions, whereupon the masters send down what is called universal truth. It's going behind the illusion. So it's a very simple process, and that many people in the Council of Light are actually teaching to people now, because that's really the best. That's what it really means to seek ye first the kingdom of God, to go within, and that's where all knowledge really truly comes from. I am Sanaka, and I come this day in light and greetings of peace and blessings to all those who will listen with an open heart to allow the light to come in. And to this, to you, Bruce, blessings to you and peace.
All right. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show with us, Lord Sanaka. I understand you have an address that you'd like to bring forth today.
Yes. We appreciate this opportunity to address all of our brothers and sisters of light. And so then I come to you now, my brothers and sisters, for all of you indeed are my brothers and sisters. We come at this time for you to remember this, for you to awaken from that which has been the long sleep in this dream of Maya, of illusion. It has been a long sleep for many of you. You have been sleeping the last 12,000 years, since the fall of that which was called Atlantis. But now it is time for you to awaken. It is time for you to come forth now in your strength, in your power, and in your light. And thus I call out now to those who are the 144,000 light workers. wherever this is heard, my voice can be reached to you, and you can hear now, and it's time for you to awaken. It is time for you to awaken and to come forth. It is time for you, the children of America, to come forward now into the light of truth and to awaken. I say to you now, this is the time that has been spoken of. This is the time of transition, the time of awakening. So now, my brothers and sisters, awaken. America, it is your time to come forward. So then, thus, we will speak about illusion. Illusion that permeates your nation. And that is, thus, the awakening. We would say unto you now, beloved ones, it is time to take back your nation and your power. But how is that to be done? That is to recognize that which is the single most example of illusion, and that is your government, and that is which lurks behind and controls your government. And that is a cartel, a group of organization that is called the Illuminati. We speak not in condemnation, for these are misguided souls. Souls who once were the high priests of Atlantis, who control this nation and this world. And they do so because they have perpetuated an illusion. And that is the illusion of money. Many have spoken of this time to come, and many have spoken to you of earth changes. They have spoken to you that there will be a great earthquake in California. I come to you now to say that there shall be no catastrophic earthquake in California. We will not permit this to occur. This is illusion. It is Maya. Your earth changes. Your earth shall change, yes, she shall go further and higher into the light, but it will not be through catastrophic earthquakes or volcanic eruptions. The changes, however, will come from within you. They will be psychological, as you will see the illusion shatter, and that will be an economic collapse, the collapse of your stock market and your banking institutions. I say this not to generate fear in you, but to generate understanding. For this organization, known as the Illuminati, has perpetrated a lie upon you. That you have seen in the last 40 years, your so-called prosperity of your post-World War, of the post-World War world, has strictly been created through illusion. That which you term your Federal Reserve notes, the paper money that you hold, are valueless because they cannot be redeemed for gold. And so they are worthless. You are in hyperinflation. How is prosperity truly created, beloved ones? It is created through service. But how did they create this prosperity? They simply printed money. And printed more and more and more. And so thus it is valueless. And you will see this now come to the light of truth. For since the light of truth now is upon your world and is sweeping across your planet, no longer can this lie be perpetuated. And that lie is also that which is termed the Federal Reserve Bank System. For many of you think that this is part of your government, and I say to you, this is a lie. For this is a private banking institution directly controlled by this organization that takes your hard-earned money, your taxes, and loans it to your government to supposedly pay for your governmental service. And I say this, in truth, is also a lie. For your tax money is used to pay off interest debt to foreign bankers. And even that, which is your IRS, an institution which generates great fear among the American people. I say that their power and their authority to tax you is also a lie and a deception. For your Constitution, created by great masters who were incarnated at that time, directly says that there shall be no federal income tax. And that which is the 16th Amendment to your United States Constitution, which empowers the IRS to collect this money, is a deception, for it was never legally ratified, never legally passed. America, I say unto you, search this out. Look for the truth, and you will find the truth already exists. Many have written upon this, and it is for you, the people, to search this out. Now, it is for you to go forward. 30 years ago, there was a great march on Washington, a march of freedom led by a great saint whose name was Martin Luther King. I say now again, for you Americans to take back your freedom, to march on Washington in a march of liberty, and to let the elected officials know that you are aware of the sham behind the Federal Reserve Bank, behind the IRS, and that you, the people, will no longer sit still. We are not calling for revolution. We are calling for evolution. We are saying for you to take back that which is yours. Thus, then, it can be transformed, and there will be true prosperity, true joy, and true life. We would recommend, then, certain changes to be implemented. And that would be the immediate withdrawal of the Federal Reserve notes and their replacement with United States notes fully backed by the gold standard. This would mean then that there would be a reduction in what is currently your assets. But I would say to you, they would reflect that which is truth. For also prices would have to be restored back to that standard prior to World War II. And then you can rebuild your economy in truth and no longer through a lie and through deception. We would also wish to speak to you upon that which is termed health care. For I would say to you at this time, the light is coming in, is not to construct new bureaucracies. True health comes from within you, and you must go within and seek that which is your true health, and no longer believe in the lies which they are giving to you around disease. True health, true life, comes from within. And so we would advocate to you at this time, going within, adopting the practice of meditation and inner exploration, and thus you shall find truth. I come at this time to prepare. For it was my position upon your earth 2,000 years ago to prepare a road to make straight the path for the Master Jesus to come to walk. I come now at this time to prepare the way for my brother Sananda to return to your earth in the year 2001. But he does not come to you as a king or a messiah, nor will any of the great masters when we walk upon your world be treated as such. We come merely as elder brothers and sisters to show you that which is the way of true prosperity and true life. And that is that which is termed ascension. For your planet will undergo this experience. Your planet is already in the fourth dimension. It has been so since April of 1990. That is why you have seen the collapse of the Berlin Wall and the fall of the Soviet Empire. You have seen now great truth and great light coming into your world. You will soon awaken to this, and you will enter the fourth dimension. But I say unto you, when you do so, you cannot come with your karma and your ego and your third dimensional beliefs. They will be left aside. And I say to you now, to all who would listen, a full 97% of all souls incarnated upon the earth at this time have made this choice to go forward. There are those who would be called laggards, who would be called diehards, who will not wish to let go of ego and of karma. There is no judgment upon these misguided souls, but they will no longer be allowed to stay upon your earth and to bring your earth down. They will be taken away and sent to a new world, a world specially created for them. This is the world that Nostradamus saw. This is the world that Edgar Cayce saw. This is the world that the psychics speak of having catastrophic changes and disasters. This is the world of the apocalypse. Do not fear this, for this is not your destiny. Merely open your hearts to the light of truth. You are already ready for it. It is for you to take the next step, blessed ones. I call out and project my consciousness to these misguided souls who call themselves the Illuminati. I call upon you as one who was once one of your own, who at the time of Atlantis was called Tat, son of Thoth Hermes. I call upon you now, beloved ones, to release this mania, this desire for control, to let this planet go, to use your great knowledge and your wisdom to assist all into true prosperity and abundance. The call has been made to you. It is time for you to respond. Blessings to you, and blessings to all the children of light. I am Sanaka. Blessings to you.
All right, and those of you who are listening, this is Timeless Voyager Radio, the Bruce Stephen Holmes, the host, and we are listening to Sanaka Kumara, channeled by Stephen Otero. Sanaka Kumara, we're talking a little bit about the idea of the changes in the economy. Perhaps we could talk a little bit about the Declaration of Independence. I understand that you have something very important to say about that.
Yes. It is a great document to remember. It should be remembered by all Americans as a living document and not something confined to the pages of history. And that would be to create a new Declaration of Independence for each and every one of you to declare your independence and your own authority. This cartel has no true control over you. Their control is merely illusion. If all of you would speak your truth right now, it would end. If all of you would write, phone, fax, whatever, to your elected officials and let them know that you are aware of the truth, that would be the greatest declaration of independence ever written.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes. Lately in my meditation, I've been hearing this voice that says, lighten up, lighten up. And I'm just wondering, you know, this kind of goes along with his message, but I'd like to know specifically what we should do besides meditation to do this transition he's talking about.
All right. Thank you for your call. And we'll bring that question up right now. Sanaka Kumara.
Blessings to you. Lighten up. Fill yourself with light. Feel your heart transformed into a great sun, like the great father, the great central sun that created all life. And let your heart then be transformed into this great sun. And let the rays from that sun in your heart spread throughout your entire body, so that your body will be one, a body of complete light. Then, ask, what are you to do? How can you be of service at this time? Ask and listen, and you will hear that, what you are to do. Blessings to you.
Hello, you are on the air.
Thank you. my question. I was doing some meditating, and I came up with some information that I think goes in line with what he just said, and it had to do with the millennium shift, which I guess is the year 2001, but there's also a message in there about a universal shift. Now, I'm kind of confused about what that would be. I was wondering if he could shed any kind of light on what this universal shift is, or if it is actually something that's going to occur.
All right, so my the question, if I understand it correctly, is one of the difference between the universal shift versus this planetary shift?
Yeah, I think they work in conjunction. That seems to be the message that I got, that they work in conjunction, that they're both going to occur at the same time. I think I'm familiar with the planetary, or what I call the millennium shift, but this universal shift seemed kind of interesting. I was wondering if you could just shed some light on that.
Blessings to you. We are most happy that you have heard this message. The planetary shift, yes, we have already spoken of. But the universal shift has been waiting for the last 2.5 million years to occur. The planet Earth is the last planet to ascend into higher consciousness. Until the planet Earth can fully ascend, the universe as a whole will not be in perfection. When the planet Earth ascends into the fifth dimension around the year 2000-2001, then your entire solar system will ascend completely. Then the Earth will become the seat of what is called the High Council, which currently resides on the planet Saturn. It will be a tremendous shift in vibration. We thank you for this opportunity. And we encourage you, dear one, in your own shift. Blessings to you.
Sanaka Kumar, while we're waiting for the next caller, a question that came up. You've talked many times about how things changed during the time of Atlantis, especially during the time of Thoth Hermes, how he was directly responsible for how we think today. Maybe you could speak for a few moments and explain to our listeners how that transition occurred.
Yes. Prior to Atlantis, there existed that which was called Lemuria. It was, your Earth was an etheric world. It was not physical, it was non-physical. But there arose upon your world other beings who came to your planet, principally from the star system of Orion, and also from a planet which no longer exists in your solar system. That which you call the asteroid belt was once a planet called Meldek, a planet of a great civilization which through arrogance and pride destroyed itself. Those souls were given refuge on your world and combined with the Lemurians to create a new race called the Atlanteans. Thoth Hermes was sent in as a savior, a being of tremendous power. There have been many saviors who have walked your earth prior to him. The most beloved was Krishna. Krishna came directly from God, but Thoth was a product of a combination between the Archangel Metatron and a Lemurian priestess. They combined their energies to produce this new consciousness. And though he was of great intelligence, there was also part of him that was human, that had what we'd call free will. Thoth created a great civilization of high technology simply by visualizing it. And others who were Atlantean became so enthralled by this vision that they believed it. When they accepted this vision, it solidified and your world became third dimensional. Thoth's mission was to lead the people back into higher consciousness, for the earth was descending. He was to bring them back, but the people were so enthralled by the vision and were so indebted to Thoth's genius that they began to worship him as a god. He surmised that it would not be possible to raise them up again. He said that they are hopeless, that he had to control them. And then he created this container, this body of flesh, through manipulating the cells of apes and by receiving contributions, genetic contributions, from that which you would call extraterrestrial races. He persuaded the souls to take on these forms, and then they became trapped in illusion. And then his ego took over, and he became the Lord of Atlantis. He then wanted to have control over the entire world. Atlantis was but a great continent. There was that which was Lemuria, which was still a higher vibration. He wanted the power of the Lemurian priestesses. He wanted the power of Lemuria. And so a war broke out. This war has been recorded in the epic termed the Bhagavad Gita. This war was fought on an island that exists even today. An island at that time which was not inhabited, for it was the birthplace of Thoth. This island is called today Manhattan Island. It was a conflict not of bombs and missiles, but of opinions and judgments. Eventually, Lemuria ascended back into higher consciousness. The Atlantean situation continued until it reached a point where it was going to enslave the entire world. At that point, Atlantis itself was destroyed. We were present at that time, for we incarnated as Thoth's own son to try to bring him back, but it was a hopeless situation. We escaped from Atlantis with all of his records and all of his knowledge, and buried them in a secret chamber beneath that which you call the Sphinx. Thoth then had no choice. He could not enter the third dimension, for it was not permitted. He had to go before the High Council for judgment. And thus it was judged that he would have to incarnate as a human being. And thus he did, and he walked the earth as one called Enoch. In one lifetime, he was able to transcend his misgivings and ascend back into the arms of the Father. He is speaking once again and is calling out to those of his former initiates, the High Priests of Atlantis, who go today by the name of the Illuminati, who also call themselves the Trilateral Commission, and is calling them back into the light. Does this assist you?
Yes, very, very important information there, Lord Sanaka. We have another call, and so we will go to that, and we'll see what type of question our listeners have.
Oh, hi. I have a question. I want to know, he's talking about these realms and names of these planets and stuff. Okay, I can relate, you know, I'm trying to understand. But what I want to know is, what about the prophecies of, like, the prophets in the Bible and stuff? Or do they stand anywhere? I mean, they talk about, like, about an angel being cast to earth and, like, you know, changing the world, you know, and what the world is today is supposedly, this, like, prophecy of the Bible. Is there, like, any, like, what's the difference? I mean, I don't know how to say it. Where does it, hello?
Yeah, let me see if I can formulate the question. Basically, I believe what you're asking is, how does the Bible fit into this information that we heard today? Is that a good way to say that?
Yeah, exactly. And exactly. Just like that.
All right, well, thank you for your call, and we'll check that out right now. Lord Sanaka?
Yes, blessings to you. There is much wisdom in the Bible and in the books of the prophets. Understand, though, that they spoke in metaphor, and their language must be interpreted according to the times. They spoke to their time, to their people. But understand that much of the fear that people read from biblical prophecies is that these great works have been altered by the former high priests of Atlantis, who have infiltrated into every priesthood of every religion and have altered the teachings to create a sense of fear within you, thus in order to control you. There will be transformation, but it will not be the end of the world. The vision of St. John is a beautiful vision when properly asset. It will not be. There will not be any great beast roaming the land. That archangel called Lucifer and all of his fallen ones have been corralled by Lord Michael. They are being healed at this very moment and returned to the light. They are not a threat any longer. Only those who believe in fear will still believe in these ones. But I say to you, the light is here upon this world now. Blessings to you.
All right, we have another call, and I'm sure the discussion is going to start moving in a nice hot direction. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, my question is, we hear so much about extraterrestrial, and some are good and some are bad, and I'm just wondering if he would have any comments about that, and if they're here to help us in this transition, or what.
All right, thank you for your call. That's pretty clear. Lord Sanaka?
Yes, blessings to you. There are many who are coming to your world to offer assistance, and there are also those who are coming here to test you. Understand that though they come to you in great craft, with great technology, this does not make them superior to you. Do not make a false idol out of them. They are coming as well to ascend. And we speak especially about your cousins, those who call themselves Palladians. Although they speak to you of the Palladian star system and their ability to travel back and forth, we say to you that the Palladian star system has been ascended for quite some time, and those who are aboard the spaceship are not even aware of that, for they travel through space, they travel through time as well, and they cannot return to their home, for it is ascended, it is a higher vibration, and they must ascend with the planet Earth. They are coming to bring you gifts of great technology. But I say to you, do not be fooled, for the technology that they held is truly Atlantean technology, for they too learned at the foot of Thoth Hermes. They have had the loan of this technology for the last 12,000 years and are returning it to its true owners. There are others who are called the Greys, the Reticuli, the little ones who would come into your homes at night. I say to you, do not fear them, for they too are misguided and are only trying to come back to the light. This does not mean that one has to go through the abduction experience, but know that those who do so have volunteered at a soul level to offer assistance. But if you do not wish to go through this, you merely have to place the light around you and say to them, do not come to me in this way. If you wish to come to me and be of assistance, come to me and show yourselves. Explain your needs. Explain your culture. Ask for assistance. Don't just presume to walk in. Treat me like the child of God that I am, and I will treat you as my brother, and I will assist you. Blessings to you.
Before we take the next call, Lord Sanaka, a question that I had, you bring up this periodically, and I think maybe we could clear it once and for all. Who exactly is Metatron, and where does Metatron begin from?
Metatron is an archangel, one of great power, who was created along with Michael and Gabriel, who served during that time, which was the great war in heaven, that which took place in the constellation known as Orion. That which is your Star Wars trilogy of films is a very accurate portrayal of this war which took place. He is a great archangel who took it upon himself to create. This does not mean he made an error, but he is always in the light and is always loved and is always of assistance to all people who would call upon him, as you would call upon all archangels. Blessings to you.
All right, Lord Zanaka, we're just about out of time. We could take one more call, but I would like to give you a few moments to tell our listeners what you feel is very important at this time.
And that is, loved ones, to open your hearts to the light, to remember now, you are a master, as great as any other master who has walked this world. Expand your consciousness now. Let go of that which is fear. Let go of that which is ego. All of those of you of the New Age who have heard this term karma know that there is no more karma, that the time is coming when this concept must be released. I would say unto all who would hear my voice today, those who are of an open heart and willing heart, I am Zanaka, and I am this one termed John, and I would baptize you today in light and say to you, you are free. As you free yourself, you are free. Blessings to you in peace.
Lord Zanaka, thank you so much for being with us. Let's bring back Stephen Otero then for the remainder of the show, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Blessings to you, and we give you thanks once again for this opportunity to spread our word and our light. I am always here, as all masters are, to assist everyone. Call upon our names. Call upon the names of the great saints. We will be there to assist you. Blessings to you in peace. I am Zanaka. Blessings to you.
Let's come back to Stephen Otero for a second. Stephen, are you there?
Oh, it's great.
Stephen, you have a few moments. What would you like to tell our listeners?
Well, basically, it's just time to open up, to bring the light in, and just to remember, it's an exciting time. It's nothing to be apprehensive about all this stuff about the end time and about the shattering of the illusion. Know that everyone who's of the light will be provided for. They will be protected. Just hold the light in your hearts, and you will know the truth.
All right, Stephen, I appreciate you being with us today. I hope that you will be returning with us soon.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure. And I've actually, we've talked about this, I've actually been receiving impressions from that the face. And it exists, it's real, it's a monument of the Martian civilization, which has ascended. All the planets in the solar system are already ascended worlds, and they're holding the vision. They're waiting for us to join them.
So basically what you're telling us is that certainly these are pyramids and artifacts from an ancient civilization that has actually ascended through the fourth dimensional into the fifth dimensional.
Yes, they're fifth dimensional. They went underground as a collective group and ascended from that point. The pyramids and the face is a tribute to their civilization, and it was there for us to see, because they knew that eventually we would venture out, and it's an enigma for us to ponder, and it's happening at the right time. That's why I'm not surprised that the satellite didn't make it.
Well, we think the satellite did make it. We think that there are some people that don't want us to see what the satellite is seeing.
Of course. Of course, they don't want you to see it because then that would, you know, that would blow the whole cover of everything.
You say they're underground, what do you mean by that?
They went beneath the surface of their planet. They went to the interior of their world and they ascended from there. They went underground.
Okay, I just want to make sure that wasn't some that's actually literal then.
Well, yeah, they went underground. And that's what they made their ascension from.
That's interesting. Any particular reason why?
They didn't really explain that. It was just a brief contact that I'd had when I was going through an ascension experience that I had recently, and I could see in my light body I was traveling, and I was walking across this rusty terrain, and I saw this face, and I said, well, I guess I must know where I am now, and I touched it. They started to send me a telepathic message about the nature of it, and they're very benevolent, they're very loving. They had put aside all the planets in this solar system had undergone what we went through. It's all a culmination of the Orion conflict, and they went all and ascended. But this is the last one to undergo this experience.
We have a few more minutes, and of course, I always like to ask this question. Now, when you're traveling like that, you use what is called a Merkaba vehicle. Maybe you could explain to our listeners. We got about 2 or 3 minutes. It's not much, but maybe you could at least give them a taste as to what the Merkaba vehicle is.
Sure. Well, that's what I help people to enter during our sessions, which can be conducted over the phone or in person. It's basically the etheric light body. You know, it's been called the Merkaba because that's the traditional or biblical name for it. It's basically soul travel or traveling in the etheric body as opposed to the astral body. It takes a little bit more to enter than to do astral projection because you don't really feel a physical thing. You just feel like you're light and you can just project yourself into these various situations. I've had the sensation of walking on Mars, of walking on Venus and seeing the ascended Venus, not the planet that we observe, because we're observing the third-dimensional remnants of it. When a planet ascends, it becomes pure light. And the reason why we see so much like barrenness, it's like when Jesus ascended, we saw what happened to the Shroud of Turin. Well, when a planet ascends, that's what the third dimensional remains looks like, but in the fifth dimension, the higher dimension, it's the most beautiful, filled with light. It looks like a painting almost.
All right, Stephen, thank you so much for being with us today. I really do appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Bruce. It's always a pleasure, and I hope to be on again soon.
All right, thank you very much, Stephen. And for those of you who are listening, I hope you enjoyed the show today. And meanwhile, next week we will be back.